Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line to talk with Rich Studley, who's the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber, one of the smartest guys I know. I enjoy talking with him. Rich, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. It's a great day.
I want to get your take on Paul Ryan as the vice presidential running mate with Mitt Romney.
Good choice. I think he will help in the Midwest, but in the end, the presidential campaign will be decided by how voters view President Obama and his track record, and how voters view Mitt Romney and his vision for the future. It isn't very often that a vice presidential nominee decides the election. I think a lot of this election will be about jobs and the economy, and that's what we'll be talking about later today as we release the Michigan Chamber's voting record for members of the State House to inform employees and employers about where lawmakers stand at the state level on jobs and the economy.
Tell us about that.
We're very member-driven and policy-focused at the Michigan Chamber, so the candidates that we support for the State House, if you're an incumbent, that is based on your voting record, not whether you're a Democrat or Republican, but how did you vote on key economic issues. We'll be announcing later this morning that 56 members of the State House have a voting record of 75% or better, which results in their receiving an earned endorsement, and 14 state representatives have a perfect 100% voting record with Michigan's job providers. That's really an extraordinary accomplishment when you look back over 23 record roll call votes on key economic issues over the past 18 months. A lot of heavy voting in the State House and the Michigan Senate, and really a tremendous amount of progress in terms of improving our state's economic competitiveness.
Richard, can you name names? Who supports business in Michigan and who doesn't support it as much when it comes to state representatives or state senators in the state?
We'll be releasing a detailed report later this morning. Tony, I can tell you that the difference is stark. When you look just at the four caucuses in the State House, House Republicans are four times more likely to support Michigan's job providers than House Democrats, and that trend continues when you look at the legislative leaders. Just like at your radio station or in a business, leadership matters, and the differences between the four legislative leaders are very stark. Again, Speaker of the House Jase Bolger, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, more than four times more likely to support Michigan's job providers on key economic issues than their Democratic counterparts. What we're seeing is the Michigan Democratic Party is increasingly dominated by trial lawyers, environmental activists, government employee unions. My guess is that Jim Blanchard probably couldn't receive his nomination for governor if you were running for governor in the future.
That's interesting because we know the background of Governor Rick Snyder. So from your perspective, having that business background and being in the legislature or in the Senate is beneficial.
It's been very helpful to have a governor with a business-like approach. The simple fact that 2 years in a row now the budget has been adopted early and it's been balanced. That wasn't the case under the previous administration. Late budgets and economic uncertainty are jobs killers. What we're seeing is substantial progress toward improving Michigan's economic competitiveness, and a lot of that is a governor and legislative leaders with a bold agenda, determined to take action to produce positive economic results.
You know, Rich, I can't count how many people we have had on this radio program in 2.5 years who, when it comes to business here in the state of Michigan, they believe that too many business owners, too many businesses, too many companies have too many tax breaks, and they're making a boatload of cash. Meanwhile, the middle class has to pick up the tab, and I constantly hear that business, small and large in the state of Michigan, isn't picking up their fair share. I don't know what to believe. What's the truth?
Well, Tony, I think those of us who represent the business community and work in the public arena have to do a better job getting the facts out. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that you can't sink half a boat, that employees and employers working together will move this state forward. Sadly, you're right. There are a lot of individuals and groups that want to divide Michigan, that want to divide business from labor and Democrats from Republicans. There's a lot of focus, especially in this election cycle, on class warfare. That's a negative and divisive approach. We believe that we're all in this together. You have to have a good tax climate for working families and job providers. In the end, our focus is on more and better jobs, and that is what will grow and strengthen the economy. We need to grow the private sector. That is where wealth is created, and that's where we make sure that we have adequate revenue for local government and public schools and state government. I can tell you at the Michigan Chamber, three-quarters of the job providers we represent are small business owners with 100 employees or less. You know a lot of those small business owners, Tony. They work 6-7 days a week, 9, 10, 11 hours a day. Many of them don't take a salary. Many of them have second mortgages on their homes just to pay the bills. A lot of great entrepreneurs in Michigan who are not wealthy multimillionaire CEOs. That's really a false stereotype created by a lot of individuals and groups that would divide us rather than bring us together and move the state forward.
If we are doing better, and that's what I hear from legislators, and that's what I hear from some business leaders, then why aren't we hiring more people in Michigan?
There's still plenty of room for improvement. Unemployment is still high, but it is falling. We are making slow but steady progress. Part of what we're seeing with changes in technology, manufacturing, for example, is back in business and increasing production, but in many cases, that's being done with advanced manufacturing equipment and machinery and technology that adds value but doesn't immediately create jobs. We represent a lot of job providers in agribusiness and travel and tourism, and they have been hiring, and they will continue to hire. A lot of what is a drag on employment now in Michigan is the international uncertainty in Europe, high gas prices, which are outside our control, and frankly, a lot of what's going on in Washington, D.C., with the impending tax cliff, with the skyrocketing federal deficit, with federal spending out of control, has caused both homeowners and business owners to be very cautious about spending and hiring. I think a lot of employers right now are very reluctant to create new jobs because of the uncertainty surrounding the federal health care law.
Richard, we appreciate your time. We're going to be calling you back. We'd like to get you back on the program so we can name names and talk more about what can be done to help business and hiring here in the state of Michigan. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.